Ode is a poem written by English poet Arthur O'Shaughnessy. He first published Ode in 1873. The poem is often referred to by its first line, "We are the music makers." The opening stanza is this: "We are the music makers, and we are the dreamers of dreams, wandering by lone sea breakers and sitting by desolate streams, world losers and world forsakers, on whom the pale moon gleams. Yet we are the movers and shakers of the world forever, it seems." O'Shaughnessy is credited as the one who coined the phrase "movers and shakers." Movers and shakers is a term used to refer to business leaders and those who have made great accomplishments. They wield power and influence in a certain sphere of activity. Movers and shakers are usually conscientious folks who fulfill their duties, do all that is expected of them, walk the extra mile, and reach out to others when this is not required. They go beyond normal expectations. Going beyond expectations is an enlargement of self. We become what the gospel calls an unprofitable servant. Going beyond expectations enable us to transcend boundaries and limits and achieve the seemingly impossible. People who do this can move mountains, can shake foundations, and uproot a mulberry tree. These people inspire us to greater heroics, challenge us to stretch ourselves so that we become larger than life. They are people of great faith. The apostles demand that Jesus increase their faith. Why did this question come to the minds of the apostles? Remember now, in this section of Luke's gospel, Jesus is traveling with his apostles to Jerusalem. And as they go, Jesus teaches them about the demands and challenges of discipleship that we have been hearing over the past several weeks. So the apostles feared that they did not have the faith to meet those challenges. In response to their question, "Increase our faith," Jesus says that even faith the size of a mustard seed is enough to meet the challenges and do great things. When we think of people of great faith, who comes to mind? Well, we often think of people like the saints. Maybe John Paul II, Gandhi, Teresa of Calcutta, and our own patron, St. Francis of Assisi, whose feast we will celebrate on Tuesday. These great religious leaders obviously had great faith and accomplished great things. Yet we make a mistake if we identify faith only with doing great things. The point about faith that Jesus makes is not that it be measured. active and fruitful faith is not a matter of how much, but we must use what we do have, because even a little bit gives us great power to accomplish God's work. The faithful person puts in an honest day's work. That person is gracious to those whom he or she comes in contact. That person is ready to reach out and help another with Jesus' love and care, even beyond one's own workload. On this Respect Life Sunday, we hear from another mover and shaker, the prophet Habakkuk. His anguish echoes across 2,600 years. How long, O Lord? I cry for help, but you do not listen. Destruction and violence are before me. Strife and clamorous discord. Why do you let me see ruin? Why must I look at misery? In this Jubilee year of mercy, we cry with Habakkuk for unborn infants and senior citizens, unwelcome immigrants and rejected refugees, the imprisoned and the addicted, people burdened with illness and disabilities of body, mind, and spirit. Our Respect Life Committee has provided for your education the following 6 pamphlets on various life issues. They are available on the table in the vestibule of the church, and they are Caring for Loved Ones at Life's End, 7 Considerations While Navigating Infertility, Accompanying Expectant Mothers Considering Adoption, Serene Attentiveness to God's Creation, Every Suicide is Tragic, and the 6th, Bridges of Mercy for Post-Abortion Healing. Either you or someone you know might profit from one of these 6 pamphlets. We can be the Lord's voice in a cry for help. We can be the movers and shakers in the pro-life movement of our church. On Tuesday, we will celebrate the titular solemnity of St. Francis of Assisi Parish at the closing 125th anniversary Mass with Archbishop Amon as the celebrant. During this past year, you have been the movers and the shakers for people of St. Francis Xavier in Giles, Haiti. Through the leadership of our Samaritan outreach to Haiti, we have raised $57,000. This act of stewardship and generosity will greatly assist the Haitian people in rebuilding their chapel, St. Francis Xavier, which will also serve as a place to educate their children. We eagerly anticipate the visit of Monsignor Wildor Pierre, their pastor, to deliver the homily at the Mass on Tuesday, if Hurricane Matthew doesn't detain him. He has been a mover and shaker for his people. I hope you can join us to celebrate our life as faith-filled movers and shakers of St. Francis of Assisi Parish. I will end with a few faith-sharing questions for you. When have you done the seemingly impossible because of your faith? When have you gone beyond what is expected or commanded of you? And what happened as a result? Faith-filled movers and shakers don't wait for enough faith, but continue to respond to the everyday and never-ending demands of discipleship. The Master demands our service, and then He gives us the faith to perform it.